Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We have finished 7 chapters of Proverbs already, which should encourage you that when we just take a little bit of time every day to read the Bible, it actually is a lot faster than you think. And as you know, I read the Bible in 66 days at the beginning of this year. And it was a lot easier than I thought. It's about an hour of reading. I'm a pretty fast reader, so I could get it done in 45 minutes. But that's just an hour a day, and you can read the whole Bible in just a little over 3 months. So I just want to encourage you that it doesn't take much time. It just takes a little bit of gumption and will. And once you start doing it, you'll never want to turn back because it's so awesome and so amazing. All right, so I'm reading from Proverbs 8, verses 1 through 11 in the Message translation, and it says this. Do you hear Lady Wisdom calling? Can you hear Madam Insight raising her voice? She's taking her stand at First and Main at the busiest intersection. Right in the city square, where the traffic is thickest, she shouts, "You! I'm talking to all of you. Everyone out here on the streets, listen, you idiots, learn good sense. You blockheads, shape up. Don't miss a word of this. I'm telling you how to live well. I'm telling you how to live at your best. My mouth chews and savors and relishes truth. I can't stand the taste of evil. You'll only hear true and right words from my mouth. Not one syllable will be twisted or skewed. You'll recognize this as true, you with open minds. Truth-ready minds will see it at once. Prefer my life disciplines over chasing after money and God knowledge over a lucrative career, for wisdom is better than all the trappings of wealth. Nothing you could wish for holds a candle to her." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you that it's so instructive. And in your word, we find this wisdom on how to live well, how to live at our best. Lord, we do pray along with Solomon that our mouth would chew and savor and relish truth, that we would want to say truth and we would want to hear and digest truth. I pray too, just as Solomon said, that we would not stand the taste of evil. Lord, we also want to personify wisdom as it's embodied in these verses, so that we would only hear true and right words, and that only true and right words would come from our mouths. Lord, help us not to have the kind of speech that is twisted or skewed or little white lies are laced in there. Lord, we want to be truthful today. Lord, when we're tempted today to tell a little white lie, would you, through your Holy Spirit, catch us and cause us to make a decision otherwise? Lord, we want to have, as Solomon wrote here, truth-ready minds, minds ready to hear the truth instead of combative minds or cynical minds or constantly questioning minds, but just minds that are wanting to be bathed in truth. Would you bring truth our way? And Lord, through your word, we are going to experience that shower of truth. Would you today, I pray for my friends listening, just give them an explosive desire to know your word, an intrinsic need to read your word, a longing to touch you, a longing to understand you. To read your word is to participate in relationship with you. And so, Lord, would you give them an insatiable thirst for you, the fountain of living waters that satisfies every living human being. And we can find a lot of that satisfaction by reading about your heart, your actions, your mind, the way of you in your word. Help us not to forsake it. Help us not to treat it casually. Forgive me. Forgive me, Lord, for treating your word as casual and no big deal, because it is alive. It is powerful. It is amazing. And we need it. We need your word and we need your truth. So hearken our hearts today to long to spend time in it, and help us also to dispense it widely to people who desperately need to know the truth, not as pounding it over their heads. We don't want to do like truth bombs in that sense. We want to speak the truth in love, and teach us what it means to do that, especially in our relationships today. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Hey, if you're listening on the other side of the world, I would love to hear from you. You can email me at mary@marydemuth.com and just tell me what country you're listening from and how you found the podcast. Super encouraging for me. And for the rest of you, I hope that your day is full of freedom and of prayer and of hope.